Hello, and welcome to Just One Thing, Tips for Teachers. Listen in as I talk with fellow educators and we discuss teaching ideas and look for just one thing, and maybe more, that can help you tomorrow in the classroom. Here we go. I'm sitting here with Mr. Devin Sheehan at West Leadership Academy. Devin, tell us what you teach.
I teach U.S. history for 9th and 10th grade this year, 5 courses.
And you got some pretty big class sizes, right? You got like 20 to 30 kids in a class?
Yeah, 2 of them. My Tuesdays, both classes in the morning have about 29 showing up, okay. A little over 30 on the books.
So I'm sure you've got some management issues that you have to deal with.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I was kicking myself in the foot, kicking my foot, which is the expression, because yesterday I let my seating chart slide a little bit. You know, I don't know exactly why I let it slide. It tends to happen again and again. And then I'm putting out fires all class long.
I did that last week. I wasn't paying attention. And all of a sudden there was like one section of the classroom that I was like, what the heck is going on with this side of the room? And then I looked and I was like, oh, none of them were in the right seats. It's an easy thing to let happen. So with this podcast, the goal is the title is Just One Thing, and it can be you can say more than one thing. But we're looking for any kind of like teaching with technology, classroom management, any kind of like organizational system for grades, whatever it is, something that you think could help like your former first year teacher self. So what are you thinking about? What's something that that's worked for you lately in the classroom, Devin?
Well, I was just sort of now when we started rolling the tape, I was thinking about one of the main mistakes I had coming in was trying to be overly, not even stern, but like almost like aggressively in control of the classroom. You know, if a student was acting up, I would win the stare down contest and things like that. I had learned in college along the way that you got to start strong and then get nicer as it goes, and I completely like interpreted it badly. I think if it gets to the point where I'm in any sort of micro contest of wills or micro challenging with a student, I've already blown it. And it's better to just let them go immediately and try to prevent those situations from happening. So I don't worry about winning any sort of back and forth with kids, because I think you always lose, because they can go forever. They won't like stop. You know, if I say sit down, I don't want you by the window, and he keeps saying no, but it's nice over here. It helps me think. And I say, well, it doesn't help you think. I've already lost. You know, I just have to sort of move along. And then I think the most powerful weapon is just sort of like retreating, like just not giving them your personality. Just like if your personality is in the classroom and then you take it away from them, I think that hits harder than any sort of aggressive corrections.
Especially in front of all their friends, like they can go forever, and then you will eventually inevitably have some like kids like basically teaming up against you, and then you're screwed.
Sure. Yeah.
My wife, who is a school psychologist, talks about, I learned this term from her, but it's basically the idea of delayed consequences, which has been helpful for me along these lines, where you know where these kids work, you know, meaning like you know where they go to school, you're going to see them later in the day, you're going to see them tomorrow. So if you have something to work out with them when it's just one-on-one, it doesn't have to be always in the moment, which is a hard thing though. When you're in the moment and you're upset or pissed off, it's hard to remember that, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. Is there anything else that you want to add along this topic, or any other strategy you've used as far as like talking with kids, or do you pull them out in the hallway? Sometimes that doesn't always work either if they just refuse to go.
Yeah, I definitely talking in the hallway is best, and then especially not like in the heat of the moment, but if you can get that kid when his guard is down, that tends to help them receive any sort of like tips. Like I was telling you about kids yesterday just making obnoxious noises, and I got a little heated, not outwardly so, but it got under my skin, and I decided I'm going to talk to them today in the halls, you know, when they're just like getting along and they're not in that space where they want to be a problem, and just sort of remind them that they missed out on, you know, 45 minutes and now they're behind and they're going to have to work twice as hard and their grade probably won't even be able to reflect that in the end.
So let's wrap up with this. I teach across the hall from Devin, and so I work with him a lot. So I've been in his classroom, and I get to hear the cool things that are going on. I think you actually do an excellent job of not engaging. There's been so many times where I've heard some kids spout off with this or that, and you just kind of don't fan the flames and you move on. For me internally, when that's happening, and hopefully I can do the same thing, or I do the same thing, but I know there's like a little fire that's like blazing internally
that
I just...
Peripheral vision is blurry. That's like my sign. Being like, I'm upset.
But I've never seen you like lose it. And I've never... So what do you do in the moment, or either before school, after school, something where you just kind of like help, that helps you to not blow your lid?
Oh, geez. I don't even know. It's not like... I don't know. I think I just wait it out.
Yeah.
And probably with a pissy expression on my face. like definitely not zen-like.
Well, it comes off that way, so good job. Well, cool. Well, thanks, Devin. You've been a great first guest, and we look forward to having you on again down the road.
All right. I'll be here.
All right. Take it easy. Thanks, everybody. This has been Just One Thing, Tips for Teachers. Thanks for listening. If you like it, tell a friend. Until next time.